Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. The 40 days of Lent represent the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness before he began his ministry. In that time, Jesus allowed the wilderness to test and prepare him so that through him, God's blessing could be shared to all the world. In Lent, we are invited to similarly enter the wilderness, to be tested, purified, and prepared, so that we might become the people of God. Today's podcast is for the third week of Lent. In addition to elements of confession and prayer, as well as music, there will be a reflection on John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, by Matt Wall, a Grandview Global Worker in Colombia. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. If you choose, you may pause at any point during the prayer and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, whose face is hidden from us by our sins, and whose mercy we forget in the blindness of our hearts, cleanse us from all our offenses and deliver us from proud thoughts and vain desires, that with reverent and humble hearts we may draw near to you, confessing our faults, confiding in your grace, and finding in you our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Gracious God, bring us back, captives of our false gods. We have eyes yet cannot see, we have ears yet cannot hear. Those who sow in tears will one day reap with joy. Restore us, O Lord. Praise God, all you saints, plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with the dawn. When the Lord brings us back, we'll be like those who dream. Laughter will grace our hearts. Songs will spill off our tongues. Who sow in tears will one day reap with joy. Restore us, Praise God, all you saints, plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with the dawn. Those who sow in tears, one day reap with joy. Restore us, O Lord. Praise God, all you saints, plod through the dark of night. Joy comes with the dawn.
John 2, verses 13 to 22. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of trade." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." So the Jews said to him, "What sign do you show us for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken.
Hello, my name is Matt Wall. I am recording from the city of Cali in Colombia, where my family and I are working with Mennonite Central Committee. And I'm happy to be sharing a reflection with you on the passage of John 2, 13 to 22. This is the story of when Jesus clears the temple of the money changers. And in the process, he does a bunch of things like fashions a whip out of cords, scatters coins on the ground, overturns tables, and chases animals away. It is one of the few instances where Jesus seems to show some real anger and where his actions are destructive and bold in nature. The Apostle John sets this story shortly before the Passover season, and therefore it is a part of the Lent story. There's a lot we could talk about in this passage. I find it interesting choice on Jesus' part to perform such an intense action at this time of the year in the temple complex. There is the important aspect of this corrupt money-changing system that was happening, supported by the religious class, and that was taking advantage of poor people, which was hindering many people's ability to worship God and celebrate the Passover. And this aspect certainly speaks to us today, where we still live with corrupt systems and leaders who so often disproportionately affect the poor in our society. Certainly true in Colombia. But although this is important, this isn't the main thrust of the story. The temple incident, then after the temple incident, the narrative shifts to the Pharisees demanding a sign from Jesus about what authority he has to perform such actions. And Jesus answers them with, "Destroy the temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." An obvious foreshadow to his death and resurrection. Jesus has the authority to do what he is doing because soon there will be no need for the temple. Jesus will become the forever temple. And this, of course, is what the Lenten season is all about. Being that we live in Colombia, I wanted to bring some Latin American perspective to the passage, if I could. And my go-to person is always Oscar Romero. Oscar Romero was a Salvadorian priest who was assassinated in 1980 for speaking out on the poverty, injustices, and war that were taking place in his country at the time. The church in Latin America back in 1980, and still today in many parts, know something about living under corrupt and oppressive systems and leaders. In a Lenten reflection, this is what Oscar Romero writes. "It is easy to denounce structural injustice, institutionalized violence, social sin. And it is true this sin is everywhere. But where are the roots of this social sin? In the heart of every human being. Present-day society is sort of an anonymous world in which no one is willing to admit guilt and everyone is responsible. Because of this, salvation begins with the human person, with human dignity, with saving every person from sin. Individually, there are no two sinners alike. Each one has committed his or her own shameful deeds, and yet we want to cast our guilt on the other and hide our own sin. I must take off my mask. I, too, am one of them. And I need to beg God's pardon because I have offended God and society. This is the call of Christ." Oscar Romero reminds us that it is always easier to look outside ourselves than to look within. During the Lenten season, let us denounce the sins we see in our society, but let us not stop there. Let us also examine our own shortcomings, for which Jesus died, and repent of them. And let us be slow to judge others and quick to forgive, for Jesus died for them as well. Together we look toward the risen temple. Thank you.
Lord, 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 please restore our trust. We've lost our way, Lord, we've strayed from love. We've broken vows, we've wasted breath. We've stolen life, we've tasted death. Lamb of God, take away sin. Have mercy, have mercy, Jesus Christ, holy sacrifice. Have mercy, have mercy on us. Lord, 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 please restore our trust. We've lost our way, Lord, we've strayed from love. We've broken vows, we've wasted breath. We've stolen life, we've tasted death.
And now, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Go now into the rest of this week with this blessing. May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ.